Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I welcome you to the series entitled Beneficial Stories from Riyad al-Salihin, Abu Israel. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering a sermon, a man was standing in the sun. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about him. The people replied, "This is Abu Israel. He vowed to stand and not to sit, seek shade or speak, and he vowed to fast." He said, "Order him to speak, seek shade, and sit, and to complete his fast." Explanation of the story. In this story, a man named Abu Israel vowed to stand in the sun, not sit, and he remained silent and not speak, and he would fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering a sermon when he saw this man standing in the sun. He asked about him, and he was informed of his story. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, order this man to speak, and to seek shade, and to sit, and to complete his fast. In this story, brothers and sisters, we see that this person's vow contained some things beloved to Allah, and some things not beloved to Allah. As for that which is beloved to Allah, it is the fasting. Because fasting is worship. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever vows to obey Allah, let him obey him." As for his standing in the sun without seeking shade, and him not speaking, then these are not beloved to Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered this man to abandon his vows. And the principle, brothers and sisters, concerning vows is that they are hated, makruh. Rather, some of the scholars have said that it is not permissible to vow. This is because when a person makes a vow, he has burdened himself with something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not burdened him with. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade vowing. He said, "It does not bring good. Indeed, it is only a means by which something is extracted from the miserly, from the greedy." But if it happens that a person has made a vow, then the vows are of various types. There's the vow with the ruling of an oath, the vow of sinning, and thirdly, the vow for obedience. As for that which is the ruling of an oath, it is when a person wishes to affirm something that did not happen, that it did happen, or that he or she is truthful. An example of this is that if a person said to a man, "You informed us about this and that, but you were not truthful." So he replies, "If I am lying, then for you upon me is that I will fast 6 days." There is no doubt that the intent of his vow is to affirm what he has said. Likewise, another example, if he says, "If I did not do such and such, then for you upon me is that I vowed to fast 6 days." This is also an incitement to do what was mentioned. And it is also a ruling of an oath. And what's the proof for this, brothers and sisters, is that the Prophet ﷺ said the deeds are only by the intentions, and that every person shall have what they intended. This person intended an oath so that he will have what he intended. As for the second category, which is haram, as for the person who vows to do haram, then obviously it is haram to fulfill this vow. For example, if a person says, "For Allah, I vow to drink alcohol." This vow is haram, and it is not permissible for him to drink alcohol. According to the most correct statement, it is upon him to atone it. Some of the scholars say that there is nothing upon him because the vow is not a contract. However, the correct view, brothers and sisters, is that a vow is a contract, but it is not permissible for him to fulfill it because it is haram in nature. Another example of a haram vow is that if a woman says, "For Allah, I vow to fast the days I am menstruating." This is obviously haram, and it is not permissible for her to do while she is on her menses, and she must perform atonement. As for the third category, it is a vow to perform an act of obedience. For example, if one says, "For Allah, it is upon me to fast 3 white days, which are the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the lunar month," then it is binding upon this person to fulfill this vow. This is based on the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Whoever vows to obey Allah, then let him obey him." Or if he says, another example of this type of vow, "For Allah, I vow to pray 2 rakat of duha prayer," then it is upon him to fulfill his vow, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever vows to obey Allah, then let him obey him." If a vow contains obedience and disobedience, it is obligatory for him to fulfill the obedience. As for the disobedience, then he does not fulfill this and he has to make an atonement. Like the example of this man, Abu Israel, who vowed to stand in the sun. This is disobedience. He vowed not to seek shade. This is disobedience. And not to speak. This is disobedience. And to fast. This is obedience. So you see in the story of the man, he had multiple vows. Most of these vows were in disobedience, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him not to go through with this. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him to continue with his fast, because fasting is an act of obedience. Today, many of the people make a vow if an affair becomes difficult for him. For example, if a person becomes sick, he says, "For Allah, I vow to do such and such if Allah heals me from my illness." Brothers and sisters, asking Allah to heal you from your illness with vowing is prohibited, either being hated, makruh, or haram. But if it happens that he vowed that he will do such and such if Allah heals him from his illness, and then Allah heals him, it is obligatory for him to fulfill his vow.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.